Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Cheryl Durst, the CEO with the IIDA. Cheryl, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for spending time with me and my listeners. Just a real quick background. Most people know, and there's even more detail. We did a leadership interview with you, well-deserved, in June of 2015. You are the CEO of the International Interior Design Association, and you just moved your offices to a beautiful space. Just a little bit more background on you. You have had this leadership role since 99.
That's right. I've just actually celebrated my 20th year at IIDA, and I've been CEO for 18 years, 18 of those 20 years.
You got the job because your husband came to Chicago, got a job in the Mart, and you worked your way up. And
I did.
Yeah. And then when you got to see the books, you were like, oh my gosh, we've got a problem here. And you fixed it.
Right. We had there was a little bit of a economic, financial hiccup, and I started with the association as the director of education and then ended up financially turning the association around, and we are fiscally and financially healthy.
Yeah, well, let me just tell you, I see you a lot because we go to a lot of the same things. You've been speaking at several things that I've been to. You're a fantastic speaker, and one of the things that you hand out after you've been invited to speak is a list of books that you recommend people read. So
yes.
That's one of your hobbies, isn't it?
It is. I love to read. I don't ever remember not reading. And I found that, as you mentioned, many of the speaking engagements that I do, a lot of people will ask me, well, where did you get that information? Or where are you finding inspiration? And a book list is one of the best ways to kind of communicate what's on my mind. And so I've made that a regular part of my speaking engagements, is that I will hand out a book list or make my book list available to all attendees.
Yeah. Now, the IIDA has about 15,000 members. So one of the things that you're very good at speaking about is a little bit of empathy to what's going on in the head of those members, because you talk to them. But you also have done speeches that I've heard on the millennials and the pros and cons of that generation. So you are well-read in many topics. Let's get to the news of the day. Your new offices, which you've moved about, I guess, not quite a mile closer to the lake, right?
That's correct. We recently have relocated from the Merchandise Mart to 111 East Wacker Drive in Chicago. So we're right on the river. We've got riverfront space. So we've just celebrated our very first NeoCon, and we did two very well-attended open houses during NeoCon to celebrate our new space.
And it's an iconic building. It's got a lot of history, the building does, right?
It does. It is one of the last buildings designed by Mies van der Rohe. It's actually part of, there are two buildings, and they were built in 1969. He actually never got to see them go up. He passed away that year. But it is a classic kind of Chicago skyscraper, typical Mies building, very skin and bones.
Mm-hmm. But you're on the second floor, and you have a lot of windows, right?
We do. We're at the corner. We can see Wacker and Michigan Avenue, and we've got incredible views of the city. It's what I like to tell people, it's a very humane second floor. It's treetops, so the river and the river walk, and then Michigan Avenue is our vista. So we literally have street theater.
And it's 17,000 square feet, which is considerably larger than where you were before, right?
It is considerably larger, and in this day and age of organizations and companies minimizing their footprint, we had an opportunity to actually maximize our footprint, and we chose to do so. Our landlord was very generous. We really felt the need from our old space. We have a dedicated area as an assembly space, a training room, where not only IIDA, but other groups and organizations can do programs, events, continuing education, professional development, so we make that available to others to use that space. We've also maximized the amount of meeting space that we have, recognizing that people work differently now than they did 10 years ago. So having kind of those options of different kinds of flexible space where people can either do heads down work or do team meetings really has been a bonus for us.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that, like you say, this is the open office environment. Right off the glass, you've got some concrete, and then you get into some panels, open office with some carpet there. And then you have these glass doors, which are really cool looking, and you can either open those or close those, and then
correct.
And these, you have individual offices there.
Right. So we do have that, you know, kind of where we see workplace right now. We have that nice equitable mix of open plan workstations as well as private offices. I think once upon a time we went through that period where private offices were verboten. You know, everybody needs to work out in the open. But we also recognize as an organization that sometimes there is a need for having a private office. It may serve a very different function. A private office may feel more like a meeting space than, you know, necessarily the corner office of old. But we did a nice mix of different kinds of spaces, and it's all about choice, which very much, you know, designers are talking about the need for flexibility and mobility and choice in the workplace.
And you answered that with glass, which is so everybody can see you, but they can't hear you.
That's exactly right.
Okay. All right. So you picked Todd Heiser. He's Gensler, D.C. Tell us about that choice.
So Todd was formerly, for many years, was here in Chicago. So he just recently transferred to Gensler, D.C. He's Contract Magazine's Designer of the Year. He's an IIDA member. One of the things that we thought about Kemp in this space, in moving out of the MART and having more of a presence in the city of Chicago, you'll have noticed when you were in here, there are several things in the office that give a nod to the city of Chicago. And so having kind of a Chicago designer create this space in this iconic building that looks out over one of the classic intersections in the city, Michigan Avenue and Wacker, and a Mies building, we really wanted to evoke the feel of Chicago as our headquarters. We're an international association, but we are headquartered here in Chicago, and kind of that design and architecture brand of Chicago was really important for us to acknowledge in this space.
Okay, well, one of the things I got to compliment you on, when you get off the elevator and you turn towards your space, you can't miss that Cici's mosaic floor that actually it feels like it moves when you walk up to it.
Yeah, it's a really wonderful touch, and Cici's was very, again, our space came to be through the generosity of a number of our partners and manufacturers and corporate members. And so Amy Tannenbaum from Cici's was very generous and really wanted to do something welcoming and spectacular. There's nothing else like it in this building. There are a number of other tenants who, while that was being installed, would kind of pop in and look at it. Different times during the day, so again, you've evoked our windows, but different times during the day, that floor, the iridescence of the floor, shifts and changes based on where the sun is coming in through the windows.
Mm-hmm. And you've got Shaw Contract in there, you've got Mohawk in there, you've got Tarkett in there.
You've got a nice mix, and as you mentioned, our space is very linear, and so we almost have a boulevard of concrete, but off of the concrete and in all of the meeting spaces and in all of the private offices, there's carpet. And we thought it was really important, again, in this idea of choice and flexibility. And I know that a lot of organizations are choosing to do maybe all concrete. We're increasingly seeing a large number of concrete installations. It was really important for us, also in addition to showcasing our member companies, but also showing that, you know, there is nothing like the warmth of floor covering of carpet in a space. And one of the hallmarks of this space, you'll notice when you were here, there are a number of touches that you might see in a hospitality setting or a retail setting or even a residential setting. So this combination of residential and commercial, and I'm not a fan of the word resimmercial, which a lot of people have kind of combined. I like to call it's a livable workplace. So you need those elements of warmth and those touches that indicate that people work here, that it's not just a sterile workplace. Nothing does that better than carpet and floor covering.
You're going to be entertaining some people there, and I think you've got a kitchen that will serve 400 people, and you got a copier room with that digital Tarkett product that won a Best in Econ Gold last year.
Yes, it's a floral pattern that it gradually moves to the pixelated version of that pattern.
What's a great space, and so is it working out better than the space you left?
It is. I see it as just it's the next evolution of IIDA. We had phenomenal space in the Merchandise Mart designed by Ken Wilson, who's very much a dear friend of the association. The Mart was a fantastic landlord. We reached the end of our lease and had to make some economic decisions, as did the Mart. You know, we made the decision to move out of the building, and it's been wonderful. And the Mart has been wonderfully supportive of IIDA as well. So far, it's worked out wonderfully for us.
If you don't mind me asking, when is your first option? Are you there for 10 years?
Or? Yes, we have a 10-year lease in our new building.
Well, Cheryl, thanks so much for telling our listeners about your new space. It was very impressive. Again, been talking to Cheryl Durst, the CEO with the IIDA, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.